Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the phone today, I have Elmo City Mayor James Wynn. Always a lot of things going on in Elmo. You know, we had a big city council meeting the other night. We're going to talk about what kind of went on there, dealing with annexation. And Elmo, just like everybody else and everywhere else, it seems, is kind of just turning into mud right now. We'll talk about some of the issues that that brings about. Pickleball courts are now open. We'll be having lights on them in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about those. And, of course, it's getting close, so we'll talk also about an upcoming Easter egg hunt. Mayor Wynn, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's jump right in first. The way I always like to start these things, how are things going in Elmo right now?
Things are going good. I mean, we're thawing out, so it's getting a little muddy, but besides that, it's really good.
Well, that's always a good thing, and it sounds like with everything that's gone on this year, had a pretty decent water year, so that won't be a concern maybe this spring and into the summer months. If we can make it that far, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, hope so.
All right, so let's start off with you had a city council meeting the other night, and you brought up a issue of annexation someone was interested in. So let's start right there and talk about it.
Yeah, we're trying to create a process for annexation so that we don't just go not know what to do when it's time to annex something in. There's a piece of property that's in our town that's kind of surrounded by city, and so this landowner wants to annex it in so that it's just part of the city, so all his land is in the city. So seems like a pretty good plan, but we haven't had a checklist or anything, so that's what we're developing for this annexation.
Right, it's one of those things that it's always best to get out in front of and kind of talk about it before it really has to go into effect and before it really gets serious, right?
Yeah.
All right, and then another issue you said you talked about is you were kind of going through and looking at some of the older laws on the books. Where did we go with those?
Yeah, we just have some ordinances that haven't been updated for a while, so we're starting to go through them, making sure that they're current with the times. You know, they're just way old, so they reference things that aren't from this century, so we're just trying to get it updated.
And that's always a good thing, too. So another thing that we talked about, I kind of briefly mentioned the fact that just like everywhere else, Elmo is nothing but a bunch of mud right now, so you've had to do something with the dumpsters there in town until everything starts to dry out. What have you had to do there, and when do you think of maybe that you'll start opening back up again?
Yeah, we had to lock them up. I went down there last Saturday, and there was this big mud hole there, so if anybody drove in there, they might get stuck, and definitely the semis hauling off the dumpsters would get stuck, so we're just going to close them until further notice. Hopefully, we keep getting rain, so that's good. But when that dries up, we'll open them back up. But I just wanted all the citizens to know that's why it's closed. We'll open them back up when it's dry.
So everything's got to start drying out first before we can get back into that. And it's mostly, it sounds like, you just don't want people getting stuck in there and making a bigger mess. So, all right, was that pretty much everything you wanted to cover as far as the council meeting? Anything else pop up that you wanted to let people know about?
Also, we're starting to get the information gathered together to make our cemetery information more accessible and accurate. We just have a lot of questions that people call up when they're looking for loved ones. Maybe it's for genealogy or whatever, and just being able to tell them where people are at, that kind of thing.
Okay, so a lot of great information coming out of that city council meeting. Another thing that's been going on, it's fun, and the you said the snow has cleared off of them. The pickleball carts are opened up for business during the day, are they not?
Yeah, they're open for business in the light, and our lights should be here in the next couple of days, so hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have those set up so you can play at night if you're tough, I guess.
Be careful. That's all they ask, right?
Yeah,
if you're
going
to go out in the middle of the night and play the pickleball courts, you got to be careful. But you say light should be coming in the next couple of weeks. Just keep an eye out for it.
Yep.
All right, we got that. And then let's wrap up with, you know, eventually the weather is going to get better. So, and Easter is just around the corner. Let's talk about the Easter egg hunt that's coming up.
Yeah, we started an Easter egg hunt a couple years ago, so we're just trying to make it an annual theme. So on March 31st at 5:30 at the Elmo Park, we're going to have an Easter egg hunt. All the kids come out and have a good time finding some Easter eggs.
All right, so head on out for that. You know what? Good luck drying out. Hopefully everything works out. I'm sure it will. As I said, you know, it is a good thing. We shouldn't have to worry too much about water this spring and summer and heading into the fall months, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Mayor James Wynn of Elmo, thank you so much for taking out the time and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.